Controlling indoor humidity. Why indoor humidity matters. The sensible vs latent split that determines whether an AC actually dehumidifies, the target RH range, and the field causes of a sticky house. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Comfort isn't just temperature. It's temperature and moisture. A 74 degrees room at 65% relative humidity feels clammy and gross. The same 74 degrees at 45% feels great. Controlling indoor humidity means keeping the moisture in the air in a range where people are comfortable. Mold can't get a foothold, and the building isn't sweating. For a tech, the key insight is that an air conditioner does two jobs at once. It lowers air temperature sensible cooling and it wrings water out of the air latent cooling. Whether a given system actually controls humidity depends on how those two jobs are balanced, and a lot of my AC won't dehumidify calls come down to that balance being wrong. How it works. When humid air hits a cold evaporator coil below the air's dew point, water condenses out and runs to the drain. That's latent removal. It's where the moisture actually leaves the building. But condensation only happens if the coil stays cold long enough and the air contacts it long enough. Here's the problem with an oversized system. It cools the air down to set point fast, the thermostat is satisfied, and the compressor shuts off before the coil has spent enough time pulling water out. The room is cool but still wet. The AC never ran long enough to dehumidify. This is why oversizing hurts comfort, even though it sounds like more is better. Two numbers describe the split. Sensible heat ratio SHR, the fraction of the system's total capacity going to temperature drop vs moisture removal. A coil that runs colder and slower removes more latent lower SHR. A coil blasting lots of air removes more sensible higher SHR. Airflow per ton is the lever. Push less CFM per ton and the coil runs colder, condenses more water, and removes more latent. Push more CFM and you get more sensible cooling, but less dehumidification. In the field, when a customer says the house is cool but sticky, check runtime. Short cycles equals oversized or thermostat anticipating wrong equals no dehumidification. A right-sized system in summer runs long steady cycles. Measure indoor RH and temperature, ideally at a few spots. A hygrometer beats a guess. Check airflow per ton. If someone cranked the blower too high for max cooling, that high CFM is killing dehumidification. Dropping toward about 350 CFM per ton or using the unit's comfort/dehumidify fan profile lets the coil run colder and condense more. Confirm the coil is actually getting cold. Proper charge and a clean coil. An undercharged or dirty coil that runs warm removes almost no moisture even if the air feels coolish. Look for moisture sources and ventilation problems. Bath/kitchen exhaust not vented outside. An oversized fresh air intake dumping humid outdoor air, a wet crawl space, or new construction drying out all load the home with water faster than the AC can remove it. Consider dedicated dehumidification if the latent load genuinely exceeds what the AC can handle at comfortable temperatures. See the Dehumidification Strategies article. Normal values and targets. Comfort RH range, roughly 40 to 55% indoors is the sweet spot most of the year. Above about 60% feels sticky and invites mold/dust mites. Much below about 30% winter causes dry skin, static, and respiratory irritation. Mold/dust mite threshold. Sustained indoor RH above about 60% is where biological growth and dust mites thrive. Keep it under that. Airflow lever. Standard cooling airflow is about 400 CFM per ton. Dialing toward about 350 CFM per ton or lower on humid climate setups trades a little sensible capacity for noticeably more moisture removal. Coil temperature. The coil surface has to drop below the indoor air's dew point to condense water at all. Indoor design dew points in a humid climate often sit in the upper 50s to mid 60s degrees. The coil has to beat that. Winter humidification ceiling. Don't add so much winter humidity that windows sweat. Keep RH low enough that the coldest interior surface stays above its dew point often means about 30 to 40% max in cold climates. Common faults and what they mean. Cool but sticky. Classic oversizing/short cycling, or blower set too high. The system satisfies temperature before it removes moisture. High RH with long run times. Genuine latent overload. Too much moisture coming in ventilation. Infiltration. Wet crawl space or the climate is just wet. Needs dedicated dehumidification. Coil not cold/weak dehumidification. Low charge, dirty coil or restricted airflow keeping the coil warm. Sweating ducts/registers or window condensation. Surfaces below dew point. High indoor humidity meeting cold surfaces. Address the humidity source. Bone dry winter air. Overventilation or just cold climate physics. may need humidification. Tech tips and gotchas. Oversizing is the #1 hidden cause of humidity complaints. A two-stage or variable speed system that can run long at low capacity dehumidifies far better than a big single stage that blasts and quits. The blower speed is a comfort tool, not just a cooling tool. Many systems have a dehumidifier comfort airflow profile. Use it in humid climates. Don't fix humidity by overcooling. Setting the thermostat to 68 degrees to feel less sticky wastes energy and can sweat surfaces. Remove the moisture instead. Find the water source. A dehumidifier fighting a wet crawl space or an unvented bathroom fan is a losing battle. Seal and vent first. More fresh air isn't always better. An oversized fresh air intake in a humid climate can pour in more moisture than the AC removes. Right size and, ideally, temper/dehumidify ventilation air. Safety/code notes. High sustained humidity 60% RH supports mold growth, which becomes an IAQ and liability issue. Document and address it. Ventilation air rates follow ASHRAE 62.2 residential concepts. Bringing in outdoor air for IAQ must be balanced against the latent load it adds. Condensate from dehumidification must be drained per local plumbing/mechanical code. Standing condensate is a microbial source.